conservative think tank says the government got what it deserved over its handling of the Novak Djokovic case. Within hours of being released from immigration detention yesterday, Djokovic headed for Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena to have a practice session in preparation for his planned Australian Open title defence. While he was savouring his freedom, his mother at a press conference in Belgrade said the world number one had been subjected to torture while in detention, and his father said he was denied his human rights. Gabriel Rosner from the Institute of Public Affairs told Sky News the government's handling of the affair was shambolic.
This, to me, is just poetic justice for a government that deserved comeuppance and then some for its horrible and cruel mismanagement of our international and domestic borders for the last 2 years. This is a comeuppance the government deserved for leaving expats stranded, Australian citizens for months on end overseas, for criminalising Australian citizens returning to their own home. The government deserved an utter humiliation over this, and they got it.
Meanwhile, it remains within Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's decision to consider cancelling Djokovic's visa under his personal power of cancellation under the Migration Act. A spokesman for Alex Hawke says he's currently considering the matter and the process remains ongoing. I'm Tina Quinn and you're listening to SBS News.